Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to the YCLA Magazine Radio Show. Thank you so much for joining us on today. We had a little technical difficulty on here, and I'm like freaking out because my guests, looking at my guests, and I can't do anything. The system has stalled and all this kind of stuff. So we're going to be bringing our beautiful special guests on in just a second here. So without further ado, we're going to go right into the show. I'm Katrina Dalway, and of course we are on the wonderful YCLA Magazine Radio Show. Oh my God, Alicia and Eden, thank you so much.
Hello.
Hey, girls. Laugh.
I got to hear a laugh because I was like,
we love it. How are you?
Well, thank you all so much. How are you all?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Girl, I'm doing fabulous now that I got you guys. I'm literally watching the system stalling here. I'm like, really, really, today of all days? So, and I've been sitting here for 15 minutes trying to figure out what in the world is going on today. But every now and then you have that funny thing that happens. And just to enlighten you and to enlighten our audience, YCLA Magazine Radio Show is a concept that is particularly meant to empower women. We stand, the acronym stands for You Can Live Again. For those who are new listening in, we inspire women who are overcoming obstacles right now, who are trying to overcome obstacles and need inspiring encouragement from people like Alicia and Eden, who find great ways to keep pushing forward and keeping it positive. So that's why we're so excited as well to have you and Alicia on board.
Yay! We're happy to be here.
Well, I tell you, you know, my first question. Okay, laughing moms. Where did that come from?
Because that's what we want to do. Laughing moms is way better than screaming moms,
crying moms,
or crying moms, sad moms. Laughing moms is way better.
Oh, my God. Because, you know, we're pulled in so many different directions, from trying to manage the house to trying to stay sane to trying to not lose ourselves in our family. And so fatigue can occur, especially as women. We still go through our own mental and emotional process, you know, as well. And so fatigue can easily come up on us. So how were you all able to come, you know, about with this process, with this concept?
Well, we started working together on writing original music. And one day I was driving down the street and was listening to the song Billionaire and had an idea for us to do a song called Mom of the Year to parody it and asked Eden if she was up for it. And she was. And since then, it's been great. It's therapeutic for us, all the terrible things
that
happen. Now I'm like, oh, let me get my camera or let me write about this quick. Or it helps make it more you know, easier to deal with the little hard things that come.
I'm telling you, we need it all, you know, because it doesn't stop as, you know, with these kids, you know, in their younger days. I mean, it seems like it worsens, you know, as they get older.
They do. Yeah. I have a teenager. She just turned 14, and I have a six-year-old, and you know, the experiences change a little bit, but the feelings are still the same. I'm still a first-time mom with my 14-year-old because I've never been a mom to a 14-year-old before. I don't know what the heck I'm doing, you know. So, you know, the frustrations are still there. The experiences change a little bit as they get older, but, you know, it's still a journey.
So now you have – now this is Eden?
Yes.
Or
hi,
Alicia?
Sorry. Yes.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
So I did a bit of reading there. So Eden, you have two kids now. Alicia, how many kids do you have?
Eden has four. Alicia has three.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Eden has four.
Yeah,
Alicia has three. Okay.
I have four. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bow to you all. Yeah.
Still. Still sometimes
so
I question what I was thinking.
So how long have y'all been working together to have this big family affair?
Yeah, it is a family affair. You know, actually, it's kind of funny you mentioned that because we actually met through my mother. So it's all kind of, we're all kind of connected and we've all, we just kind of have brought our family and our husbands along with us. And they're kind of really the ultimate stars of the show when you think about, you know, they're the ones, our kids are the ones that made us moms and our husbands surely helped. So, you know, we just kind of made it a big family affair for sure.
Yeah.
So how do you come up, Laughing Moms, how do you come up, Laughing Moms, with your ideas for parodies?
We like to joke and call them documentaries because that really is what they are. Like, so many of the things that we write about are real experiences, and we may exaggerate to make it funnier or whatever, but a lot of it starts with, like, oh, my goodness, you will not believe what just happened.
Oh,
and then,
God.
Like,
oh,
you
got to
write about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So right now your new parody is about fitness fads. What's
yes.
a fitness fad you have tried?
What's a fitness fad I have not tried?
I know, right?
I mean, listen, I've you know, tried the no carb, the low carb. I've tried the, you know, the supplements, the cleanses. And, you know, then there's also good old-fashioned just exercise. And, you know, to be honest, like, it really is, I found the best results happened when I just exercised more, when I was more active.
Yeah.
And that's when I found the best results. So as much as we joke about the fads, and I'm not saying that fad is necessarily a negative term, you know, I believe that everyone is trying to find what's best out there for them. And for some people, one thing might work better than another. So I feel like, you know, it's kind of, we're all just trying to figure it out. But, you know, for me, really just good old-fashioned exercise, as much as I want to find that shortcut.
Yeah.
Sweat really works. If you work hard, it'll really work.
Yeah, agree.
Right. You know, keeping it positive. You know what? I know I am just crazy for doing this, but I'm just going to do it and really have fun with the fact that I cannot believe I'm really out here doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway, you know. You
yeah.
know, instead of making it, because when you get into that, that's why a lot of people don't last is because they don't smile about it like you guys are doing. You all are really finding great ways to live.
Yeah.
So
I hope
yeah,
so.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. What is your next project?
Oh, we're working on a couple things. We're excited, actually, for Mother's Day. We are re-releasing our original one, Mom of the Year, but we are, we've updated the music a bit to it, and we're actually having a contest that we're going to share with whomever. We want people to nominate their favorite moms to be able to be our Mom of the Year winner this year, and we're really excited about it. It's open to anyone. You can nominate yourself even, you know. That's what we say. We're like, oh, no one else is giving us an award. We needed to pat ourselves on the back and tell us we're doing awesome.
I know that's right, girl. I know that's right. Girl, I had to go high and boss on that. I know that's right.
That's right.
Well, listen, you know, I want to, of course, I got to talk back to your PR people because I want to bring you all on. We want to have, you know, a lot more time to really go into detail about Laughing Moms because I know my audience needs this. I also deal with a lot of business professional women who are also hurting women who really need to hear you all. You know, they're working moms. They've got octopus arms, you know, and, you know,
sure.
they're full throttle, baby. Yeah.
Yep.
And we really want them to hear from you all and you know, kind of marinate over this. I don't want this to be just a one-hit thing because this is really, really a therapeutic concept that you all have come up with in a very, very fun way. So
hats
off to you all for that. You know,
Thank you.
Listen, YCLA, appreciate you. We respect you. We support you. And we certainly do look forward to bringing you all back on. Laughing Moms, Alicia Hoff.
Love you.
Okay, girl.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And we're going to take our time because I'm so, like, still shocked about this. But I'm going to laugh, girls, about what happened today. I'm laughing.
Exactly.
Well, no, system. I got some problems. I'm going to be talking to some people about the tech service stuff. So listen to our listening audience. Thank you so much for joining us on today. Don't forget to YCLA it out there. You know that you can live again, and with stories and with therapeutic concepts like our lovely Alicia and Eden, you can really go far and you can live again. Until we speak again on next week, God bless you and I love you. Thank you, Alicia and Eden. Take care now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everyone.